I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dina Stewart happens right now, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for some extra money, maybe you're getting married, you need some money for that, or the next vacation, Pioneer Valley Credit Union has personal living loans. For more details, call 413-733-2800. So what's up in gossip, Dina?
All right, they're saying not to worry, but I do feel a little bit worried.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth, she's gotten sick, and she had to cancel this event that she was supposed to be going to. This is an annual visit to this branch of the Women's Institute. So it's a very important visit for her. But
They
said she had to cancel it because she was not feeling up to it. And they canceled it just 30 minutes before she was supposed to be there. So according to the palace, they told Mail Online that she's got a slight cold. There's no cause for alarm.
Okay.
But I am alarmed. I mean, she's 93.
Slight cold is not bad, but maybe they're just playing it safe, though.
I know.
She has the best doctors in the world, probably, too.
Fingers
crossed.
Royal doctors.
I'm just worried, you guys. I hope she's okay, because, you know, she's 93. But I hope it's just a cold. Take your Tamiflu or
she'll
whatever. Some chicken soup.
I get colds every other day. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
All right. So we wish the queen some good health.
But you're no queen.
That's true. You're just a hypochondriac, so.
You may be wrong.
Oh, your highness.
Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson is about to become a first-time father. This is exciting. So what's nice is he's had practice with his on-screen daughter, Lily. Mm-hmm. He'll practice raising a baby.
Yeah.
But talking about turning 40 on The Late Late Show, he shared the news that he and his husband, Justin Makita, will soon be dads. And he is super excited. They're expecting the baby in July. He did want to keep it kind of quiet, but then he just decided he couldn't. He had to burst out and tell everybody. So and of course, you know, they're wrapping Modern Family soon, so it means that he'll have plenty of time to do the dad thing.
Nice.
It's awesome. Harvey Weinstein's trial continues in Manhattan. We've heard from one of his accusers under oath, actress Annabella Sciorra.
Wow, yeah.
She took the stand. Wow, it got pretty intense.
The things she was saying, I mean, if they're all true, horrible story.
She was pretty calm, cool, collected, doing it all. But then the prosecution comes in and starts to cut her up. And they brought up something that she had done a while back on a Letterman show. There was a clip they had where she'd said, I've been caught lying a lot in the past few years. Well, I mean,
really? That's
just, you know, you're on the Letterman show. That's jokey stuff.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is pre-written.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course. And since her case happened almost 30 years ago, statute of limitations has expired. They're just using her story just to determine and establish a pattern of his behavior.
Character witness, huh?
But how brave of her to come forward and do that.
Yeah.
You know, we're proud of her for doing that. When your mom's a billionaire, no surprise that your birthday card is going to be, well, the size
of a
billboard.
Wow. That's awesome. Here's the key to a safe with money.
So, yes, Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy, turning two. And in honor of that, she did get her a billboard.
What? Just to say happy birthday?
Yeah. Well, it's a twofold billboard. It was to say happy birthday and promote her new makeup line.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's like,
I know. Isn't that awful?
This happy birthday is sponsored by...
That's terrible.
Makeup.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want to be so mad at her for doing it that way, but there are glitter shades, so I kind of can't be that mad.
What was the bigger image? The picture of her kid or the makeup? That's what I'd be curious about. Like, does the kid get, like, just a corner?
Yeah, she's like his tiny little picture you can't even see. One pixel.
Right, yeah.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with another round of Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some extra cash, maybe you're getting married or want to plan a vacation, they offer personal living loans to see if you qualify. And for details, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, well, Christie Brinkley, she's going to be undergoing surgery to treat her injury from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, that was months ago.
The ankle thing? Is that what it was?
It was like a wrist thing.
Oh, that's right.
And that's where her daughter filled in for her.
You would think it would be an ankle thing.
I know.
Wrist.
I remember a video where she fell.
Yeah, she like twisted her legs and then fell and then like landed on her wrist.
Oh,
funny.
That's right. That's right.
So what she's going to do is she's going to get injected into her damaged tissues, platelet-rich plasma.
Ooh.
Getting it injected right in there. That sounds so painful.
Ooh, yeah.
But apparently that helps with the healing to the damaged tissue.
Gotcha.
Remember, she's in her 60s, even though she still looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
So
tissue's
not healing as fast. And she's a little bit bummed because it's been 4 months and it's not healing that fast. And she says she's got to get better fast because her next project is being the ringmaster at the Big Apple Circus in New York. And as she said, while she was raising out her arms, a ringmaster needs to be able to do
To tame the lions and stuff.
Well, no, you got to be like, welcome to the circus. Right, put your arms out to the sides, right?
Right, you can't have one that's limp, yeah.
Can't do that, yeah. Only this half is welcome to the circus.
Yes, the left side. The other side, you can go now.
Well, we have some news coming from Bachelor Nation. Not great news, I'll have to tell you. Season 6 star of The Bachelorette, Allie Fedotowsky. You know, she's from the Berkshires.
Right.
Our Berkshire girl.
Up the road.
Yeah, she's battling skin cancer. So she said a couple weeks ago she found out, and she said when her dermatologist used the C word, she said, I just about fainted in his office. But thankfully, the type of skin cancer I have is rarely fatal and really never fatal when you catch it early. So she confirmed it's basal cell carcinoma, and she encourages everybody to get their skin checked.
Yeah, nice. I do it once a year. Mm-hmm. Got to have the dermatologist give you a once look over. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in more Bachelor Nation news, more sad news, Tyler Guads, who starred in Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette, has died at the age of 29. Paramedics had rushed to the house for a possible drug overdose.
Wow, these stars are dying so young now.
And now we're wondering, too, could drug issues have been why Tyler was mysteriously sent home after 3 weeks on The Bachelorette? They never really explained why he had to leave, but we're wondering if that maybe had something to do with it. So, yeah, sad news in Bachelor Nation today.
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin says he's finally finishing the Game of Thrones book series, Song of Fire and Ice.
Wow.
Believe it when I see it.
What's finally? How many pages left? Like 300?
Could be finally. A lot of years.
So long. He says Winds of Winter and A Dream of Spring will diverge from the HBO series. He did confirm that. And he said people know an ending, the one we saw on the show, but not the ending.
Oh.
And that's because, you know, we've talked about this before. After season four, the co-creators, they had no more original source material to go off of. So they made it up as they went along. People weren't thrilled with that. And George said he didn't expect the show to outpace him.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
really?
Go right past him.
What?
Future generations of my family are going to outpace him. I'll be a great-great-grandmother by the time he finishes
the book. Think of the new episode they're going to have, though, because he's still writing it. And then it takes years to record it.
Oh, and then they're going to... you think they're going to redo the ending, like someone wakes up from a dream?
No.
No,
and then they're
going to
do the real ending?
Boy, wouldn't that be a downer? Ned Stark just had a dream.
Yep.
Finally, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are planning on pitching in for their own security, according to The Telegraph. As soon as their new business plans take off, they plan on reimbursing taxpayers for the cost of their security unrelated to royal events. This comes as more than 80,000 Canadians signed a petition demanding that they do that to pay for their own security. But they don't think it's going to be a problem because they do have a lot of gigs lined up. And plus, Harry still has his piggy bank from when he was a kid. He can just crack that thing open.
I told him I would do it for cheap because I've been working out more.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to overbuff myself, but I really want to get that job.
No, that's true. You're doing a good job at not doing that.
Get started on that application then. And that is your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some extra cash, maybe you're getting married or you're planning an awesome vacation, ask about their personal living loans. For details, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, so what is up with Ed and Chicken? What's going on?
All right, well, you know, Ed Sheeran said he was taking a break from music for a while, but no one expected him to spend his free time working a food truck.
Really?
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe he enjoys
cooking
it.
Or...
No, Ed was spotted giving out free vegan nuggets in England. But according to TMZ, it was a fake Ed.
Oh, an impersonator?
No.
Well, the nugget company told people an A-lister would be part of their nugget giveaway. They even hired a bodyguard to complete the event.
Oh, my gosh.
But apparently, the company was trying to impress upon people, you can get the real taste great taste of real meat without the downside. But
gotcha.
See, I don't know what the downside to being a real Ed Sheeran is, though.
Yeah.
I'm not making the correlation here.
The downside for the food truck is they're going to get sued.
Yes. Yeah, you can't say a real celebrity is there if they're not.
I don't know what exact words they use.
Oh, yeah, what's okay, an gotcha,
A-lister?
Gotcha. But they did
awesome
say A-lister.
Oh, right.
Maybe this guy's an A-lister in the celebrity lookalike
Maybe his
community.
Name starts with A.
Maybe. Last name List.
Adam. Adam List.
Plans are underway for a reboot of Moesha, possibly The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as well.
Wow.
And now we hear there is a Melrose Place reboot in the works. And Heather Locklear wants on board because she's convinced it will help her stay on the path of sobriety, according to Radar Online. A source said that was a happy experience for her, Melrose Place, and she made a lot of great friends, and everyone's been a huge support to Heather during this tough time because, you know, she just got out of her court-ordered rehab. She doesn't want to mess up again.
She's been in and out so many times,
it seems like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's so much drama on Melrose Place, and I know it's fake drama, but if you're getting yourself into character and you're immersing yourself into that fake drama,
I'm pretty
really
sure
it'd
be pretty. No one on that show immersed themselves in it.
Hey, some people are method actors. We don't know.
Well, I hope she gets better.
Me too.
Seems like a nice
person. I hope it helps.
Yeah. Mean Girls was a film from 2004, and then it became a Broadway musical.
Yeah.
And now it's heading back to the big screen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's like now a serial or something.
This is weird. Yeah, Tina Fey, she actually wrote the film and she wrote the stage production.
Okay.
Right.
She said it's been gratifying incredibly to see how much the movie and the musical have meant to the audiences. So now they're bringing it back to theaters. I don't know when.
Wait, are they doing a new movie? Are they doing the musical as a movie?
Not clear. Okay. So I will definitely keep you posted when I get more details, but I am curious. If it's just the same film, I mean, I can get that free on demand at any time.
Yeah, a lot of times they show like older movies too. In the cinema format.
It is true. Hmm. Yeah. Amy Schumer has a unique living situation. One of her exes is currently living with her and her husband in New York.
Okay.
Like a nanny?
Yep. Nope. Oh. comedian Kyle Dunnigan, he used to date Amy Schumer.
Okay.
He said, I've been there for a month and a half. She's been very cool. He's got his own room and bathroom. He gets along really well with her husband, saying they bro out and play chess together.
Whoa.
What does bro out mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hang out. Like really good friends.
Yes.
Bro out.
It turns out he's only staying there while he does some work for her show. But he did say he might let this play out longer, saying all the food is really good and free. I'm supposed to leave in 3 weeks, but I don't think I'm gonna.
And look at the publicity he's getting.
It's true.
The guy's brilliant.
So, yeah.
I mean, know his name.
Can't afford a hotel?
Yeah. It's a good shtick.
I
mooch off of Amy Schumer.
Yep.
If it stays any longer, this could turn into some serious MTV-style Big Brother Amy Schumer edition stuff. I don't know if it's a good idea.
Hey, that's bro life for you.
Bro life.
I guess I'll bro out later.
That's your nerd at 840. Get the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.